first of all, it's a matter for the government to provide the funding, which they have committed to $5.35 billion between now and 2021. After that, of course, it's a matter for the local authorities to deliver the 47,000 social housing units nationwide, and I want to ensure that Donegal receives its fair and equitable share based on the demand that's here in Donegal. So of course it's a matter now for Donegal County Council to prepare their strategy and look for the type of funding that they require.
Last week, Enda Kenny said it's now up to local authorities to step up to the plate and do their job. He seems to be effectively saying the government's done all it needs to do and we're washing our hands of this. You don't believe that's necessarily the case?
No, I think that's much too simplistic, and of course we wouldn't be in the position we're in had the government over the last number of years provided sufficient funds to the local authorities around the country. Now of course we're in a crisis situation. Minister Simon Coveney has taken ownership of this, and I'm quite confident that he will do his utmost. It was a responsibility for all involved. There's the planning issues, there's the infrastructural issues, there's the provision of funds. So it's too simplistic to say we can resolve this overnight, but what they can do immediately, the council can buy houses, and there are many houses available for sale here in Donegal, and I would hope that those that are available, the council would buy them and provide for the needs of those who are on the housing waiting list.